Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Paloga, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, April 26th, 2015, and on Friday, the 24th, we celebrated two important birthdays. The first one is of our national awakener, Alexander Dukhnovich, who I'll tell you about later on in the program. But more importantly, the 24th of April is my son, Nicholas Alexander Paloka's 18th birthday. Happy birthday, bud. 18 years old. Well, happy birthday. So we start today's program off by remembering our national awakener, Alexander Dukhnovich, with Yarosin Bu, Yasmi Bodu, and for my son Nicholas, a Menohaya I Blahaya Lita. Yarosin Bu. If you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh and are looking for somewhere to have a quick lunch or dinner until 5 p.m. today, you can go down to Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in the McKees Rocks Bottoms, where the Slaviani Folk Ensemble is holding a spaghetti dinner fundraiser. This will go on till 5 p.m., and it will be dinner for adults, $10, children, 12 and under, $5. Takeout is available, and that is the Salviani Folk Ensemble's Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser going on right now until 5 p.m. at Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church School Hall on Helen Street in the McKees Rocks Bottoms. This broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society. We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Next, enjoy this instrumental number from Zakarpattia. Thank you. At the beginning of this program, I said that April 24th is an important day for Russins as well as my family because it is my son Nicholas's birthday, and he happened to be born on the same day as our national awakener, Father Alexander Duchnovich. Father Alexander Duchnovich was born April 24th, 1803, in the village of Topolya, which is now situated in the northeastern part of Slovakia. Father Duchnovich, known as the National Awakener of the Carpatho-Rusyn people, was born into a family of priests. He was educated in Ushorod Košice and the Theological Seminary in Ushorod. After ordination as a Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work in the chancery office in the eparchy of Prešov. He later served as a parish priest in the remote villages of Komloša and Beloveža. Father Duchnovich returned to Prešov and was appointed eparchial canon, and it was in Prešov where Father Duchnovich was to become the central figure in the Rusyn National Awakening. In 1850, Duchnovich established the first Rusyn cultural association, the Prešov Literary Society, which published a series of books, including the first Rusyn literary anthologies, issued annually and entitled Pozdravlenie Rusino. The anthology for 1851 included his poem, Vruchanie, whose opening lines, I was, am, and will remain a Rusyn, Ya Rusyn byl, jesem I budu, were to become the national credo of all Rusyns. Responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1860s, Duchnovich attempted to consolidate Rusyn national forces by creating new cultural organizations. But he met with only limited success, however, because the traditional Rusyn patriarchal society, whose educated elite, for the most part Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly favorably inclined towards the Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a single Hungarian political nation. Soon after his death in 1865, Duchnovich was considered as the father and national symbol of the Rusyn people. After World War I, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Duchnovich, and statues and busts were erected to him. During the four decades of communist rule following World War II, Marxist scholars were allowed to treat Duchnovich as an acceptable progressive national awakener from the past. His career as a Greek Catholic priest went virtually unmentioned, however, as was his open rejection of the Ukrainophile movement. Puszczania
from another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and then I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll free, at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Ukraine and its issues have been paramount in the last few years. But one that has been an issue there for 25 years is the issue of Carpatho-Rusyn recognition by the Ukrainian government. Come hear about this issue from one of Ukraine's key Carpatho-Rusyn leaders. The Carpatho-Rusyn Society Pittsburgh chapter will host Transcarpathian Valery Padyak, director of the Rusyn schools in Ukraine, who will talk about the trek of Carpatho-Rusyns to be recognized by the Ukrainian government and where they stand today. Joining him in presenting will be Dr. Paul R. Magorchi, Chair Emeritus of the World Council of Rusyns and Chair of Ukrainian Studies at the University of Toronto. This program will take place next Sunday, May 3rd, at 3:30 p.m. at the National Carpatho-Rusyn Cultural and Educational Center, located at 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. This is free to the public. There will be light refreshments served and time for your questions and interaction with Valery Padyak, director of the Rusyn schools in Ukraine. So come see Valery next week, Sunday, May 3rd, 3:30 p.m., and he will talk about Carpatho-Rusyn recognition by the Ukrainian government. Again, that's next Sunday, May 3rd, 3:30 p.m. at the National Carpatho-Rusyn Cultural and Educational Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. For more information, give me a call at 412-877-9351 or John Rigetti at 412-749-0675.
Здали. Лем слізочки малі, лем слізочки малі, у дзівоцьких очах шепліщали. Лем слізочки малі, лем слізочки малі, у дзівоцьких очах шепліщали. Дзешка аж гудунаю, док ще дому враці мілу чи не страці, за другого чию не одаю, док ще дому враці мілу чи не страці, за другого чию не одаю.
Поляна, поляна, верхомальована. життя. Малював фарбами шановав то життя.
And as we leave you today with Rosmaria from Lemkovina, I want to remind you, if you're looking for something to have for lunch or dinner, come on down to Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic School Hall in the McKees Rocks Bottoms on Helen Street for the Sloviani Folk Ensemble Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser, going on now until 5 p.m. And next Sunday, May 3rd, at 3:30 p.m. at the National Carpatha Rusyn Cultural and Educational Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munn Hall, Carpatha Rusyn leader from Zakarpattia, Valery Padiak, will talk about Carpatha Rusyn recognition by the Ukrainian government. For more information on both of those, give me a call at 412-877-9351. And thank you for joining me today on the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. And please join me again next Sunday right here at 2:30 p.m. on AM 73 WPIT for the best in Rusyn music. You can also catch us live during broadcast time on WPIT's website, WPITAM.com. And if you can't catch us live, you can always get our archives any time of the day or night, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next time. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden, shchastlivo. Hey!
kvitala. Hej! Naša Anička, len za Janička bešave davala. Rozmarija, Helerija na bilo prekvitala. Hej! Naša Anička, len za Janička bešave davala.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!